I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians all over the world face challenges of varying degrees, but things heat up for Christians coming from a Muslim background. And Bible translation is vital. One ministry with a hand in translation work has found a way to deliver translated scriptures fast. We'll explore their method in just a couple minutes. But today, we'll begin in Jordan, where four new believers just took an unprecedented step of faith. They were baptized.
It was just a beautiful, beautiful ceremony, special ceremony. They each got up and told their stories about how they had come to faith in Christ, and we worshiped together and then had the opportunity to baptize them.
That's Samuel with Redemptive Stories. He says the baptism was significant because each new believer comes from a Muslim background.
When someone crosses over from the other side into Christianity, there's a big gap in opportunities for them, but there's also a gap in security. So it takes unique, special situations, circumstances for them to feel ready and to take that step of faith.
Christians from Muslim backgrounds face the most pressure in Jordan, and usually it comes from family members and neighbors who present only one option: forget Jesus and come back to Islam.
Communal pressures and familial persecution is really what a lot of these believers face, much more so than state persecution. You know, that can be physical beating, kicking him out of the home, losing jobs, which happens regularly.
So pray for the new believers as they learn what it means to follow Christ. Specifically,
pray on their behalf as they face these difficulties, the frustration of wanting to tell others, but because of the negative effects that could happen to them, there's fear. I want you to pray for boldness for them.
Next, the UNHCR recently reported that up to 250,000 Syrian refugees may return to their homeland in 2019. About 37,000 have already returned. Triumphant Mercy International's Kelsey says,
"We are starting to see them slowly, slowly. They're feeling more and more safe. But the kids especially are not feeling the safety because they don't know."
Right now, Triumphant Mercy's aim is to help kids be healed by the time they return and to learn how they can process through the traumatic times. In classrooms, they're teaching children to be open and share about how they feel.
We're realizing we have to send them back whole and healthy, because we can send them back educated, but if they can't be whole, healthy human beings, they can't create a good, healthy community. The first thing we start with is just talking about emotions, especially within Middle Eastern Syrian culture. Emotion isn't really explained by parents. It's not really emphasized. So, and in fact, it's actually overlooked, and often parenting is through shame because of the shame honor culture.
Triumphant Mercy is guiding kids to prayer where they can be completely open and honest with God about their fears. So pray for the children and the traumas they face as they begin returning to Syria. And Wycliffe Associates' MAST strategy has helped in quickly translating the Bible into other languages by working with locals and mother tongue translators. Yet Wycliffe Associates' goal is to see the Bible make a continuous impact. Wycliffe Associates' Tim Nye says,
"There are places that we can go, but there are places that we can't go. There are places that we can go, but we can't stay. Well, how is God's word going to stay fresh and alive? Well, it's going to come through the work of his body in these local communities, where they're being taught, trained, and raised up to impact not just this generation, but future generations with his word."
So to see a generational impact, Wycliffe Associates has taken initiative by deploying 83 print-on-demand systems in 26 countries.
We've created these print-on-demand systems and units, which it includes printers, cutters, bindery equipment, things of that nature, all with the goal of making it possible for these local teams not only to do Bible translation, but to actually have it available right away, readily, so that the local believers can start consuming it immediately and seeing lives changed.
For more details on Bible translation innovation, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us through Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.